Superintendent Lisa Stroh reported enrollment is up 12 students from last year, 9 in the elementary school and 3 in the upper grades.
That's really good for our community that we're holding strong with our enrollment and up just a little bit. So that's great.
The district had 430 students last year and expected enrollment numbers to drop by 6 students this year. The student count is not yet official. That happens later this fall. If it holds up, the increase would be only the third time that annual enrollment has not dropped since a peak in student numbers in 1998. In other news, Stroh reported on a change to grading in the high school for 3 advanced placement classes available to students in English, biology, and calculus. Those classes are graded on a 5-point weighted scale instead of the 4.0 scale for other classes. In the past, students were required to score a 3 or higher on the AP exam at the end of the year in order to get that weighted grade. That's not required this year. However, the district will not use the weighted grade system for figuring out class honors like valedictorian and salutatorian. That had been the plan earlier this summer. However, Principal Rick Dormer said he'd heard a lot of feedback from students and parents on the issue, and in the end, the timing was not right.
And our goal will continue to be to encourage kids taking the most rigorous schedule possible, and that we believe that includes advanced placement classes. And really, the other thing I put in here was to mitigate the risk of taking a difficult class, because we've had several students in my short time here not take an advanced placement class because for fear of, I might get a B, I might get a C, it's really hard, which they're really hard, you know. So that was really our goal going into it.
Dormer said he hoped to have more of a discussion with parents and students about the grading changes and class honors in the future. And Stroh said the change would have to happen with a future incoming freshman class, but not this year.
Because I think that it is really important that as students start their freshman year and parents are working with the counselors and choosing classes for their kids, that they know that they are under this set of guidelines, this set of rules for those 4 years, and not change that in the middle.
One other difference this year, all high school juniors will be taking the SAT test, and Principal Dormer said the state of Alaska would be paying for that exam.
We are allowed to offer the ACT, the SAT, or the work keys, and all juniors need to take at least one of those. We obviously believe that the SAT is a superior test, so we're really going to push that. And so we're not going to push it. We're just going to say, so we take in, the state's paying for it. We do still offer the work keys test as the state is required. And if students wish to take that, we'll continue to get information out. It would be later in the school year. But that's a change coming from the state, and it's exciting because it's something we've been trying to do for a while.
Students in other grades can take the college placement exams on their own dime at other times. And Superintendent Stroh reported on efforts to review the district's emergency preparedness plan. She said staff would be reviewing that plan this week.
I think we've increased our scope of what we're looking at in terms of emergency preparedness and really coordinating, with the fire department, police department, and looking at communications. That's the big thing whenever there's an emergency is, are we able to communicate with the different agencies?
The district may hold a community meeting on responding to emergencies in the future. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.